ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8, verse number 1. For Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn al-Sajjad, salamullahi alayhi, in al-Sahif al-Sajjadiyah, where he says, and he seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he says, وَقِلَّةُ الْقَنَاعَةِ, do not give me lack of contentment. Now, we said in a hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullahi alayhi, the richest and wealthiest of people is he who is content. And such a person became content, obviously, because he understood the true meaning of contentment, which is not to be needy of things, and specifically not to be needy of people. And he who is content is obviously pleased with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. Therefore, he does not ask anyone beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A wise man once died and they found a note in his pocket that says, مَا أَكَلْتَ مُقْتَصِدًا فِي الْجِسْمِكِ, if he ate less, it's obviously better for your body. And he says, وَمَا صَدَّقْتَ بِهِ فَلِرُوحِكِ, and whatever you give charity is for your soul. Obviously, when you die, all this charity will make your soul happy in Allah, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَّفْتَهُ فَلِغَيْرِكِ, and whatever you leave behind, it's not for you. It's for others to enjoy while you go to Allah empty-handed. وَالْمُحْسِنُ حَيٌّ وَإِنْ نُقِلَ إِلَى دَارِ الْبَلَاءِ, and he who is a good doer is considered to be alive even though he is dead. وَالْمُسِيءُ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنْ بَقِيَ فِي دَارِ الدُّنْيَا, and he who is a bad doer is considered to be dead even though he is still alive. Let us take a short break and then we ponder upon this wise sayings.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So we were saying that this wise man, he was saying these wise words. And then he says, وَالْقَنَاعَةُ تَسْتِرُ الْخِلَّةِ, when you are content, your faults, your mistakes are hidden from people. You're not seeking anyone. You're not asking anyone. You're not putting yourself in harm's way. So contentment, it becomes a protection that saves you from everything and from everybody. Because if you are not content, you're needy. And sometimes that need, that greed we have, it makes a person do things he never thought he would do. It will make a person steal. It will make a person lie. It will make a person cheat. It will make a person fornicate and commit adultery. It will make a person to the extent of even killing because he's not content. And that's a problem. And when you see that all these sins and vices, they all can be concealed. They all can be prevented. They all can be eliminated if we just have a bit of contentment. And then this wise man continues to say, وَالتَّدْبِيرُ يُكَثْرُ الْقَلِيلُ. Sometimes when you have less and you think that I need more, it's not about having more. It's about organizing and managing what you have. Because sometimes $100, if it's managed wisely, it could last a long time and could give you more contentment. But if it's not used wisely, and if you just manage to waste $100 in 5 minutes, and then you say, well, I'm not content, I don't have contentment, I need more. Well, obviously, because you have management problems. So when it comes to contentment, it also requires a person to have management. You manage well, everything will increase. And he says, وَلَيْسَ لِإِبْنِ آدَمَ أَنْفَعُ مِنَ التَّوَكِّلِ عَلَى اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. And there is nothing best and better for the sons of Adam but to have that complete trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means contentment itself, it requires that reliance and the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us take a short break and then we continue right after.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge coming to you from IRIB English Radio. We ended with the word at-tawakkulu ala Allah before the break. One needs to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because the fear of having less or the fear of not having comes when I rely on myself. And obviously, I become uncontent. I'm no longer content because I'm constantly fearful of not having, or what if this happens? I've seen a lot of people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them so many things. But they say, what happens in the future? What happens in this? I say, well, that's when you need to have tawakkul, reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be in a state or a mind state where you rely on Allah, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, even those who have billions of dollars, they could lose it in an instant. And we've seen that with, you know, a person one day they said he had a heart attack and he had a stroke and he died. And when they came to find the reason, they found out that the stock market dropped so much that he lost pretty much most of his wealth. And the news was such a shock to him, he had a heart stroke and he died. So that's a problem. I mean, one needs to be able to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it comes, khair. If it doesn't come, also khair. Obviously, Allah knows what's best for me. When a person came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, that he says to him, you know what, I go, I work, and I do this and that, I seek, but I never make money. What's going on? And myself constantly is in a battle with me. So the Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, I will teach you something that will benefit you. Obviously, it will not only benefit this person, but it will benefit me and you. He says, إِن كَانَ مَا يَكْفِكَ يُغْنِيكَ. If what you have is enough for you, فَأَدْنَا مَا فِيهَا يُغْنِيكَ وَإِن كَانَ مَا يَكْفِكَ لَا يُغْنِيكَ. It will be, what you have is, will be even more content. It will be more enough for you, even if you think it's not enough for you. فَكُلُّ مَا فِيهَا لَا يُغْنِيكَ. Anything in this world, if you want to put your mind into it and you want to gain it, it's not going to be enough for you. Because we said a man's perfection, if he moves towards the dunya, he wants to have the best of everything. If Allah gives him the entire universe, he would not have another universe. He will be not content. So be content with what you have and rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را